know you sat down the other day and you had a conversation. Maybe you won't want to reveal any of the content of this, and that's up to you, but I'll fire the question at you anyway. Adam Uzo, you sat down and had a chat with him the other day. Do you now believe that he would be qualified and ready to coach an AFL club?
Oh, I think you'd be derelict in your duties if any club that was in the hunt for a coach wasn't talking to him. He was so impressive. But that, I mean, I've heard that from... So I had the conversation. I've known Adam, you know, obviously since he was a 17, 18-year-old young man, but haven't had anything to do with him for the last 10 to 15 years. He's clearly gone to Hawthorn for 9 years under Alistair Clarkson. He's come and rounded out his footy education, and he's got some presence. He's obviously the ball movement stuff he's done at Melbourne's been really important. So, no, he looked to me like he's ready to go, Wispy. So
man management really wise, he always came across as a reasonably shy sort of a guy.
Yeah, no, not that. I didn't. That's not the which was the big shock. As I said, I haven't spoken to him in depth other than passing. So to sit down and have a long form chat with him, then no, he's got a steel about him now, and he'd be right in the frame for any job, I'd reckon. So it's a bit hard when you're coaching part of a grand final. So maybe, hopefully, from a Carlton point of view, they're going through their process. I think I heard Greg Williams say they've got a short list. I wonder whether he would be on that short list.
He would definitely have to be one of those on the short list. We know Daniel Gerrans-Cusa, they've looked at him.
That.
You know, Bob Murphy was effusive in his praise of him as a... Interesting, isn't it? As a 24, 25-year-old when he was at the Bulldogs, already thinking about coaching. And looking at the game from a coaching perspective,
Right, yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?